Once upon a time, the terms nerdy and cool were at opposite ends of a spectrum. But these days, there's a kind of intersection between hipness and geekiness. From the high-tech devices in our pockets to the sci-fi and comic-inspired entertainment we consume, cool nerd culture is really having its day. But back in the mid-90s, there was a magazine that was already bridging that gap. Giant Robot brought together video games, collecting, music, and art with a uniquely Asian American perspective. A new show at the Oakland Museum of California showcases art from Giant Robot's 20-year history. KALW's Jen Chien visited the exhibit and brings us this story.
Here's a conversation you don't normally hear at a museum.
I think I'm Luke.
And what are you doing?
Looks like a bird just kind of swooped on me there. Not a very Jedi way to go.
We're at the Oakland Museum of California, where Eric Arnold is wielding a game controller and watching his character projected onto a wall.
I used the Force there. My lightsaber. Oh, come on, Luke. You can do better than that.
Oh, also, he's sitting in the front seat of a shiny white Scion convertible. That's right. He's in a car, inside the museum, playing a Star Wars video game. It's part of a show called Super Awesome. Elsewhere in the gallery are a giant graffiti-style mural, a glass case full of hand-painted robot figurines, and paintings of cute animals with expressive faces. The exhibit is a 20th anniversary retrospective about Giant Robot, an art and lifestyle magazine that brought Asian and Asian American popular culture to the mainstream.
My name's Eric Nakamura, and I'm the owner of Giant Robot.
Nakamura started Giant Robot as a zine, stapled together in his LA bedroom in 1994. He was a college student, into punk music, drawing, and Pan-Asian culture. But he says he felt like he didn't really fit in anywhere.
I was definitely an Asian American who was left out of a lot of Asian American cliques, groups, school, clubs, and organizations.
He also says he couldn't really find media that felt like it represented him.
I know there were other magazines that would say something that was like the magazine for Asian Americans. And I would say, wow, how dare they say that they're representing me? You know, I'm part of Asian America, so I would look at that and question that.
So he started a magazine as a platform for all of his varied interests. Music, anime, skateboarding, food, history, anything could be included.
The idea was we didn't want to exclude anyone. It didn't matter by age, ethnicity, anything. We were very excited that anyone would want to read it, and we wrote for anyone.
Soon, the magazine gained pages, got glossy. Co-editor Martin Wong and numerous contributors from indie and Asian American communities came on board. They started carrying ads and sold in record stores and other alternative spots. Nakamura says that the audience for Giant Robot surprised him.
It's not the cool kids, it's the others. We were the others. I mean, all the quote geeks or quote nerds, that's the majority. It's not the minority.
Over the years, the magazine grew in popularity, spawning several retail stores and art galleries, even a restaurant. But it still kept its scruffy, independent vibe. And now it's someplace Nakamura couldn't have pictured when he was younger, the Oakland Museum of California. The exhibit features 15 artists from various points in Giant Robot's evolution. Their works inspired by comic books, realistic oil paintings, ceramic sculptures. A 17-foot-high mural wraps around one corner of the gallery, even covering part of the floor. The brightly colored piece features giant animals coexisting with small, naked humans in various California landscapes.
It's kind of about, you know, sort of a hippie ideal of like rewilding and humans coming more into balance with nature.
Artist Dan Kitchens and his wife Cozy make work collectively under the name Cozy and Dan. They say meeting Eric Nakamura in 2001 launched their career.
He asked us to do illustrations for the magazine and gave us an art show, and it was the first art show that was ever at Giant Robot. And it was 2 weeks after we graduated from college, and we literally have just been working artists ever since then.
Today, they make big works, and they're internationally known. But they started small, selling inexpensive posters and prints at the Giant Robot store.
Many of the artists in the exhibition, although they're most definitely contemporary artists, are able to transform across platforms their voice.
Exhibit co-curator Karen Adams says Cozy and Dan are typical of a lot of the artists associated with Giant Robot. They move easily from museum to gallery to retail.
The kind of hybrid cultural take that Giant Robot was experimenting with in the beginning is something that we take more for granted now. A kind of fluid back and forth between identity and culture, music to food to gaming to contemporary art, and all those spaces in between.
Luke Chu is another artist in the show whose work embodies that fluidity. Chu's piece, called Possessed, is a human-sized sculpture of a cute white bear with blood on its paws.
He's looking down at his paws with a forlorn expression. Meanwhile, there's an Atari 2600 controller plugged into the back of his head, and it's connected, at the other end is a little devil, holding the controller, playing the bear.
The Possessed Bear started its life as a painting and then became a toy sold at Giant Robot before landing here as a large sculpture in the museum. Chu says this kind of boundary crossing reflects the sensibilities of his generation of artists.
We grew up watching cartoons. We grew up playing with toys. We grew up, this very consumer-oriented, society. And so we take what we grew up with, we take the things that we loved, and we insert it into this package of that is known as quote-unquote art.
Giant Robot, the actual paper magazine, put out its last issue with a Luke Chu piece on the cover in 2011. But since then, Eric Nakamura has continued to present and curate, sell art and products in his store and online, and produce events.
I love building things. So it's like life's Lego in a way. I'm just building stuff, and whatever I like, I'll stop at for a while, then move on, and that's, it's all good. And it's, in the end, it's fairly temporary, but it makes me happy.
And judging from the continuing popularity of Giant Robot, it makes a lot of other people happy, too. In Oakland, I'm Jen Sheehan for Cross Currents.